Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul. Spirit and Soul. Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Mandisa with Say Goodbye. Welcome to episode 5 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13th episode, 60-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I will be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes, search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is Why I No Longer Fast or Detox. Why I No Longer Fast or Detox. I know this is a hot topic, and as people see my transformation, they always want to know about my fitness, health, and wellness beliefs. This journey has been an unbelievable, miraculous, difficult, and yet hopeful one for me. I'll be sharing about what true fasting and detoxing mean to me and how God has brought me tremendous freedom in this area. I'll be sharing more words of life, Mythbusters, where Greg Henry shares about what true fasting is, another story time, answering your questions, and we'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. For all you coffee lovers out there, tonight I'm giving away 5 more coffee bean products. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away more fun prizes and gifts all season long. My Power Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. Actually, and I'm always booking new shows and performances as a solo artist, speaker, and performer. Last week, I was at Cal Lutheran University speaking to the radio communication and voiceover classes. And so thank you so much to my dear friend, Professor Scott, who brought me in, and we had a phenomenal time. The students were wonderful. I had a blast chatting with them and encouraging them and sharing with them my journey into radio and into living my dreams. This spring, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio again very soon with TK, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming, YouTube, email. You guys contact me in every single way, and I am very thankful for your support. We're going to get right into our first segment, Story Time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight I want to talk about why I no longer fast or detox and how God has helped me to have a healthy relationship with food, heal my destructive beliefs, and trust Him. So when I was growing up, I grew up in a lot of fear and control-based religion. And because of my upbringing and these pains from my childhood, I learned very early on how to control my life and everything around me because of the chaos I was experiencing. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. If you ever find people who are very controlling, who live in a lot of fear, it's because in somewhere in their life, some area, some situation, they felt out of control and they determined that they were going to control their lives and not allow anyone or anything to take advantage of them. And that is actually a very unhealthy way to live. And we see a lot of addictions come from that place. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't have a very healthy body image. And it wasn't because of my parents, because my mom always made me feel confident about who I was, and she told me how beautiful I was all the time. But just growing up in the society that we were in and with things I'd been through in my childhood, I didn't feel confident in myself. And I also struggled with trusting God. And growing up in the type of church environments that I did, people didn't make it any easier. You know, I feel like a lot of times we make it actually very hard for people to trust God. And as I look throughout not only Bible verses, but I see throughout my life and I see throughout people I've been inspired by, and Jesus being my number one inspiration, it's supposed to be easy to trust God. It's not supposed to be so hard to have a relationship with Him and to feel His life and His presence flowing from you. There's so much difficulty in this world. I don't believe we're supposed to feel that in our relationship with God ever, that no matter what's happening in this world, no matter what situations we're going through, we can always feel at rest in our relationship with God. And so through my religious beliefs, through my upbringing, I learned about fasting in my late teenage years. You know, well, at least that's when I can remember. Some parts of my life, I don't remember everything, which is fine because I don't see the need to have to try to dig through every single detail. I remember things as or when they come to me, you know, or the things that I already do have in my memory, and the rest of it, I just trust God to work out as He has been doing. And so from what I can remember, I remember learning about fasting in my late teenage years through religion. You know, it was always talked about so much in the Bible, you know, or at least from the messages I heard or the sermons and the pastors, so much was, you know, we were taught so much about fasting and tithing, which I'm going to get into that later in the season, and prayer and all these things. And so I remember, you know, in my late teens, already not having the healthiest relationship with food, because I remember at times I would be restricting, or I would be trying to eat healthy, but it wasn't even stuff that was good. It's like, I think that healthy food is also supposed to be good. Like, I don't need to say, I just need to eat boiled eggs and I need to eat, you know, a head of broccoli, but there's no flavor in it, and the broccoli is like raw and dry, and then I don't probably have like a piece of fruit or something like that. But having these types of perspectives at that young age, I feel were very damaging towards me. And especially when you tie it in to your spirituality and your faith, you know, I personally feel that majority of the spiritual disciplines and practices that we teach people or we see being taught to people are destructive, and they feed into people's addictions and their insecurities. You know, people are already struggling with and going through stuff. Majority of the people we're going to meet or that we will meet don't have a healthy relationship with food. It just may not be a full-blown addiction yet. But when we are teaching people all types of things about detoxing and fasting, it really just feeds into that insecurity and into that destructive behavior that they're already struggling with. And so when I was in my early and mid-20s, I was fasting all the time. I'm telling you, I felt like I was always fasting for something. And many people who grew up in religion and traditional church like me are going to understand exactly what I'm saying, where you feel like, you know, you're always fasting for a breakthrough. You're fasting for a change in your life. You're fasting to, or you're detoxing, quote-unquote, a.k.a. starving. We're just going to keep it real. That's what it really is. And so you're doing these things, you know, for a breakthrough or for God to give you money or for God to heal someone in your life or so that you can lose weight. The list is long, long. We can come up with a million different reasons. And so slowly over time, you know, fasting and food became a weapon that I used against God and a tool of manipulation. Because you'll hear about all these stories and you hear things, in, you know, where people basically get the hand of God to move and do things for them because of their effort and because of what they say. And now as I think back to it, it seems I feel so far removed from this lifestyle because it's nowhere near how I think or how I see things now. I feel like in a true, loving family relationship and atmosphere, you don't have to force people to do things. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to guilt trip. It all comes from the overflow of love. When we think of people whom we love dearly and it's a healthy relationship and life-giving, we willingly want to give to them. We willingly want to share our lives with them and everything that we have. It's like, it's yours. What do you need? I am here for you. And vice versa. You know, they do the same for us. And so it's so weird to me that we're taught this relationship with God that could never go, like it could never be translated into a human relationship. If we were to use the same way we are with God and our spirituality in a human relationship or say someone that we physically see in our lives, it would be considered destructive. It would be considered abusive. But for some reason, I don't know if it's through religious teachings that people have learned over the years, but we just accept it as the say-so and the way that we are to be with God. And so, like I said, I used it as a form of manipulation, and then when I didn't get what I wanted, I would finally break the fast, and then I would be gorging and eating so much food, and then you feel guilty, and then you start restricting again, and then you say you're going to go on the fast again, and then things don't always turn out the way you want to, and then you're doing the same cycle, the same vicious cycle of fasting or detoxing, then you're gorging, and then you're feeling guilty and you're restricting again. And then, you know, it's just a vicious cycle that many people have lived in for so long. And I felt myself living in for a long time. The last time that I remember detoxing, aka fasting, aka starving, was in January 2012. I went almost 2 weeks with only liquids and no solid food. And I don't even know how in the world I did that, probably from strong willpower. And there will be someone saying, man, that had to have given you great discipline and great strength. No, it just made me cranky and sleepy. And it made me bitter and resentful and just maybe not even trust God more. Because once again, if you're having to earn someone's love, it's not love. It's an obligation or it's a business deal. Life with God is not a business deal. And even life with people and our close relationships is not supposed to be a business deal. That is the last time that I remember fasting and detoxing. And then literally, I was still struggling in my identity with fear, with low self-esteem, with panic, paranoia, etc. And late 2012 was when I actually started receiving grace. That's when I actually started seeing life through more of a spiritual perspective and less religious, meaning I started learning more about the love of God for me. I started learning more about what it really means to be in relationship and in union with God and all the free gifts and the amazing abundance of love and anything that I could ever want, need, long for, desire in Jesus. And that it's all for a free gift. I don't have to beg for it. I don't have to whine for it. I don't have to fast for it. I don't have to do all these crazy things for it. I can just receive it as a free gift. And so I started learning about that at the end of 2012. I also found out about this amazing trainer and inspirational speaker and life transformational coach, Chris Powell and Heidi Powell. And that was in late 2012. So I would always watch his show, Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. And I began to start taking a lot of their food, meal plans, and different ways that he was able to help encourage people. Because what I love the most about Chris and Heidi is that they didn't only work with people from the outside. They work with people from a mental, emotional, and spiritual perspective. They help people to start seeing how they looked at food. And so that was a huge help and encouragement to my fitness, health, and wellness journey. And that, like I said, that was around the same time that I was receiving grace as well. And so combining those two together, I really started having a change in the way that I ate and how often I ate and really learning about food and really learning to enjoy food. And it was huge for me. Food is for nutrition and enjoyment. Food is for nutrition and enjoyment. I've been learning what it's like to eat without guilt and appreciate all of me, to enjoy all of me, and to enjoy the journey. I can appreciate all of me and who I am and exactly where I am. And it's been a wonderful journey over these past, I would say, about 5 years now, 2012, this 2017. Yep, so almost 5 years now. And I'm feeling healthier and stronger and more fit than ever. It's been a phenomenal time, and I feel every day as I'm learning more and more about my identity in God, as I'm learning more and more about the freeness of His love and His friendship and His compassion and everything, even the physical gifts, whatever it is that I could need, knowing that He gives all these things to me for free. He will always make a way for me and provide for me. He continues to bring so much healing to my inner being and to the outside of my body. And so I want to encourage every single person who's listening in that you don't have to live in that place of destruction any longer. You don't have to live on that roller coaster, on that vicious cycle. You can get off. And I'm praying for every single person who's listening. If you can relate to this story, you feel guilty when you eat, or if you don't eat everything a particular way, you're always doubting yourself and your body and what you look like. You're always feeling like you have to beg God, like you have to work for His love and earn and all those things. This is for you, and I want to encourage you tonight that everything from God is a free gift, that He doesn't long for you to suffer. He doesn't long for you to be going without and living your life from this low-quality place. He created us for eternal life. And so I want to pray also for everyone who's been struggling in their digestive systems. I feel that on my heart tonight, and as I'm praying for you all, that a lot of people struggle in their digestive systems. A lot of people struggle in their stomach, and already with what having to do with food, but also with bowel movements. I also feel people need prayer with feeling like anxiety in your stomach all the time. Father God, I thank You so much that You are the God who heals. Thank You that You are the God who loves us abundantly and freely. Thank You that You are opening our eyes, opening our ears, opening our hearts, opening our minds to see You and know You for who You really are, and in return to see ourselves and others for who we really are and who they really are. Thank You that You are freeing us and that You are getting rid of and healing us from all the lies that we've been believing, from all the clouds and the distortion of who You are and who we are. Thank You. Also, I want to pray for everyone who is struggling with body morph disorder as well. Yeah, I thank You, Father God, that You are healing everyone's immune systems and digestive systems, that their stomach and their bowels and their can function healthily as it is supposed to, that they can be completely regular every single day. Also, that You're settling their nerves in their stomach. People that struggle with getting sick and vomiting when they're feeling nervous and when they're feeling frustrated, or they struggle with their bowel movements and having diarrhea, I thank You that You're bringing healing to them. I thank You for the people who are struggling with body morph disorder, that You're helping them to see themselves the way that You see them, that You're opening their eyes to hear and see and feel the way that You do. Thank You for Your eternal life that You have given to all of us as a free gift, and it's not only for after we pass on, but this eternal life is for today and for right now and every day that we live. And I just thank You that You are bringing healing to every area of our lives, that we can enjoy food, that we can enjoy ourselves, that we can enjoy life with You, and we can enjoy others. In Jesus' name, amen. Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. On this Mythbusters, I wanted to share this clip by my favorite speaker in the world and one of my greatest inspirations, besides Bertie Britz, Greg Henry. Their bravery and courage to be their authentic selves has radiated my heart and helped to give me confidence to be myself too. In this clip, my dear friend and mentor Greg Henry shares about what true fasting is.
You all probably know some friends. They're being inundated right now with the Daniel fast and how they need to, you know, go on the Daniel fast, the 21-day fast, so they can seek God and hear God and find out God's will for their life and be blessed by God and make God happy and all those kinds of things. So I just wanted to just remind everybody of what a fast actually is, because we tend to take the carnal meaning of everything and think, and then we define things that way. For instance, if I look at the Sabbath does not speak of a specific day that we come and observe the Lord's day. The Sabbath actually speaks of man resting in God and His grace. So you have the spiritual interpretation of the Sabbath, which is to rest in God and His strength and ability to give us life and to exalt us to His right hand. And then you have the carnal observing of the Sabbath, which is what man does, is we turn it into a day and we're supposed to come and observe a day. But it never had anything to do with observing a day. It had to do with entering into God's rest. That's what the Sabbath was always speaking of. Okay, so the fast that Daniel went on, that looks like is a carnal fast, is not the body of what a fast is actually talking about. It was a shadow of the fast that would come in Jesus. Okay, so when we interpret the fast that Daniel went on carnally, then we're observing the shadow and we're not observing the body of a fast which is found in Christ. Okay, so when all the churches want to come together and get everybody to go on a 21-day Daniel fast or whatever, we're actually preaching the shadow and not the substance. And we're actually pointing people to the shadow and not to the body, which is Christ. Because a fast is found in Christ. You can only observe a fast through Christ. So, in the Sabbath day, the way you observe the Sabbath was to believe on Jesus. That's how you observe the Sabbath. That's the fulfillment of what the Sabbath talked about. You believe on Jesus. So in the same way the Sabbath finds its fulfillment in believing on Jesus, fasting would also have to find its fulfillment in Jesus. That means the way you observe a fast is not by physically withholding food and drink from yourself. That's not what it means to go on a fast. The way you fast or observe the fast that Daniel fasted on would be by believing on Jesus. Okay? That's how you go on a fast. You believe on Jesus. And you might say, well, Greg, what am I fasting from when I believe on Jesus? Now, what we're all fasting from, and the thing that Daniel fasted from, was he did not make his own ability or the works of his own hands or the strength of the flesh his food for life. You see? And so he went on a fast. He did not make the law system his food for life. He fasted from trusting in the strength of the flesh. He fasted from trusting in the works of man's hands. And instead, he believed on God and God's grace and strength to deliver him and give him life. He was fasting. When Jesus was hanging on the cross and the serpent was trying to tempt Jesus to enlist his own ability to save himself, to clothe himself, to exalt himself to the position of a son, he fasted. He was fasting on the cross because he did not make his own ability his food for life. But he fasted from making his own ability his food for life, and instead he believed on God and his grace. You guys getting the picture of what a fast is? So guys, I've been on a fast now since like a 24/7 fast since like 96 from the law system. Every day I'm fasting. Because every day I'm no longer making my own ability my food for life, but I'm believing on Jesus. I'm believing on what God has said and done in Jesus to be my food for life. Jesus is the bread of life, and I fast from making the law system my food for life, and instead I feed on Jesus to be my food for life. That is a fast. That is the fulfillment of what a 21-day fast would be. And so if we actually wanted to observe the Daniel fast, we would go on a fast from doing the Daniel fast. And that would actually be fasting. Do you see? Because we would not be making our ability to go on a physical fast our food for life. But we'd be making Jesus, the bread of life, our food for life. I don't need to go on a fast from food and drink to find out God's will for me. He's declared it plainly in Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So Jesus fasted, and he was fasting the whole time he walked the earth. And it had nothing to do with food. It had to do with the serpent tempting him to make those stones his food for life, to use his ability to turn those stones into food. Jesus fasted from that. He did not enlist his ability to make those stones his food for life. But he said, I will live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He was fasting. So, guys, a real fast. Every Sunday when we come here, we're fasting. Every Sunday when we come here, I uncomfortably preach against the strength of the flesh. Uncomfortably so. I take it to the umpteenth degree. And every week we're preaching about believing on Jesus. That's what a fast is. Right? You guys understand that? And what a real fast is? I think it's in Isaiah that God speaks through Isaiah to the Israelites. They all thought they were fasting because they were, you know, not eating and drinking. And God comes in and says, is this the fast that I called for? Is this really the fast that I called for that is spoken of? The fast where you use your ability to not eat and drink? Is that really the fast that is of me? No, that's actually the antithesis of what a real fast would be. When we actually do the Daniel 21-day fast, we're actually doing the thing that we're supposed to be, the very thing that we're supposed to be fasting from. The very thing we're supposed to be turning away from when we come into our churches and preach this 21-day Daniel fast nonsense and we preach the shadow instead of the substance, we're actually sending people back to make their own ability their food for life. We're sending them back to do the thing that Jesus came to turn us away from doing. And then you can really see the fruit of this system, because within a congregation that does that, if some of the people actually use their willpower and observe it, they'll start feeling pretty good about themselves. And then they'll start feeling like the ones who haven't done it aren't as good as them. They're just not as devoted to God as I am. Look at me, I'm on day 18, they couldn't even make day 5. Truly, I'm the blessed of God, and truly, they're the rejected of God. Do you see how that whole system, what it does? It sets up backbiting and gossip and judgment and condemnation, and the people become angry with each other. That's not a fast, man. That's not fasting, glory to God. That kind of a fast actually incites the flesh. It actually brings to life the flesh, because you're leaning on your flesh to do something, to get something from God. God hath given all things freely in Jesus. Everything. That means everything you think you need to know from God has already been revealed in Jesus. So if you need to know it, then you hear what Jesus has said and done. Period. That's it. Glory to God.
I wanted to end this segment with a song by one of the main artists who has been inspiring and influencing me the most recently. Music City Walls' cover of You Are My Strength has been on repeat for me for the past few weeks. God will always lift you up. God will always strengthen you. What do you need today? What do you want? What do you long for or desire? God can and will be everything you need. It is His very delight. He will fulfill your life and heal your inner being. You are so loved and cared for. You are valuable to God.
You are my strength.
Hey.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches me.
Help me sing it. You are my strength, yeah.
You are my strength.
Oh, come on, sing it real good.
Strength like no other.
Strength like no other.
Yeah.
Strength like no other.
Reaches
me.
Oh, man, come on. I feel good tonight.
See, you are my joy. Yes, you're my joy and soul, yeah.
Joy like no other.
Joy.
the door. That's what we say in the food.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
Mm-hmm.
I was created in the image of God. He created me perfectly. When I was created, God said that it was good, and He was satisfied. Even on my worst day, I am still a masterpiece. I am a work of art. Even when I make the wrong decision, God can still help me. I don't have to live in shame when I make a mistake or hide, because here is a safe place for me to be myself and receive help at any time. When I look in the mirror, I see a work of art. I am not a machine or a project that needs to be altered or changed. My skin is clear and radiant. My smile is vibrant and life-giving. My hair features and height are unique and perfect for me. My body can relax and function as it's supposed to. My body is a temple of God. I host God's presence in my body, heart, mind, soul, and spirit. He is giving me healthy desires and helping me to feed my temple well from the inside out. When I eat, I can actually enjoy my food and nourish my temple. I have a healthy relationship with food. I am able to eat without guilt, condemnation, or criticism. I can actually enjoy every food experience. My digestive system is strong and healthy. My stomach is settled and at rest. Every organ and system functions fully as they were intended to. My body does not have to work overtime to keep me healthy. My immune system is getting better and stronger each day as I am resting in my true identity and seeing life through God's perspective. I do not compare myself or my body to others. I can appreciate who I am fully and all that I offer and bring to this world. When I work out or exercise, it is always from abundance and overflow. I am not trying to fix myself, correct anything, or make myself beautiful. I can actually enjoy my workouts, and I can actually give my all and rest in God's good opinion of me. I am already beautiful. I am already worthy. I am already valuable, and I can see myself the way God sees me, in perfection. The love of God cannot be bought. The gifts of God come for free. Everything has been given to me abundantly as a free gift in Christ Jesus. My Heavenly Father is good to me. When I have a need, request, or desire, I can come to God boldly and trust Him to make a way for me. I don't have to work for or earn His love. I receive it as a free gift. I don't have to manipulate, control, or guilt trip God, myself, or others, because I live in freedom. I am secure. Every day my heart is healing, my mind is healing, and my life is being restored. My life is radiating truth, hope, joy, and grace.
I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. I'll be doing this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God even hears the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you face in this world. All right, so I'm going to read the prayer requests as they were sent to me this morning through my social media. And so I'm reading them as I'm praying for you all out loud. So this comes from Sweeney May. She said, "For me to always keep an open and active mind and for God to use me to be a light to others." Very simple. Thanks for the prayer, Sade. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Sweeney and for her heart. I thank you for the way you used her to be able to the way that you partner with her to be able to impact her community and thousands of people in the city of Carson and beyond. I thank you so much that you are continuing to open her mind and continuing to sharpen her mind and keeping her with a beautiful, big, soft heart. And thank you that she is a light everywhere that she goes. Thank you that Sweeney is an atmosphere changer, that every room she enters in is radiated with your love and your grace and hope, and that people feel empowered every single time that they're around her. Thank you that they're able to see the power of a dream and the power of your love and grace in someone's life. And thank you that you continue to strengthen her every day. All right, this comes from Glenisha in South Africa. She says, "For me to keep an open mind to just be who I am in all situations, just remind myself who I am and who lives within me, that I have the whole package in me, and all just to allow my beauty inside to shine as bright like a diamond. Amen. That's awesome, Glenisha. Father God, I thank you so much for your precious, beloved daughter. I thank you that you are, as you know, one of my favorite verses in Philippians 4:13, the Mirror Translation, that says, in every situation, I am strong in the one who empowers me from within to be who I am. In every situation, I'm strong in the one who empowers me from within to be who I am. I thank you so much that you are empowering Glenisha every single day to be who she is and to walk in the destiny that you already created her for her before time began. Thank you that you encourage her. Thank you that you just continue to let her shine bright like a diamond wherever she is, and that you continue to just empower her from deep within, and that she will always see herself the way that you see her. And then her fiance, Insulin, says, I think Nisha have requests for both of us. Sade, thank you muchness. So they have the same prayer request. I thank you that everything I prayed for Lanisha, that you are also doing in Insulin's life as well. Thank you that you bless their relationship and you bless their family, and that you are continuing to empower both of them. Thank you for empowering Insulin and his music and his group, that you're opening all the right doors for the artist and his group, and you're opening the right doors for them to keep recording and to be able to perform and travel and to be able to touch so many people's lives with their beautiful music, in Jesus' name. All right, also for Trisha Platt Garcia, she says that my nephew Jack Platt finds Jesus. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Jack. I thank you that you love him even more than we do. I thank you that you love him even more than Trisha and Trisha's mom and the family does. I thank you that you are meeting him wherever he is. Thank you that you are awakening him in his dreams. Thank you that you are protecting him every single day, that his heart is being softened to receive your love. Thank you that his mind is being open to receive your love, that his being is open to you. Thank you that you're leading him to people and leading people to him who can encourage him every single day, who can look out for him, who can continue to remind him that there is another way, that he can live in freedom and he can live in peace. And I thank you so much that you're awakening him to his destiny in Jesus' name. All right, I'm looking at these. All right, and also to anyone who is listening, if you called in, if you have a prayer request that you want to share with me or you need encouragement in any area in your life and you're already listening in, just press 1 and I'll see you in the studio and I will bring you into the show and you can share with me what your prayer request is or what you need encouragement in, because I'm here for you. We're all in this together. All right, I see area code 816. I'm bringing you into the show. Area code 816-656.
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is Brother Gary. My name is Brother Gary.
Awesome. Hi, Brother Gary.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are
you? Can you hear me? Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you have a prayer request, or do you need any encouragement, or what's going on?
Prayer request for my family.
Okay.
And that God,
what would you like? Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
That God has strengthened me and my family in our faith, and that He'll truly provide.
Okay. And for this provision, is it provision financially?
Yes, ma'am, in every area.
Okay. And then also, Brother Gary, do you mind me asking, have you been struggling with joy as well? Do you feel like you've been feeling discouraged in some areas of your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because that's what I was feeling on my heart. And so God wants to encourage you, Gary, and also for your brother Gary and your family as well, that he has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you and your family. He is mindful of you. He's mindful of your family. You're so valuable to him. You can sleep in peace and rest at night because God is on the job. Whatever it is that you're worried about and that's been concerning you and bothering you, God is on it.
Yes.
He's already been on it for you, and he's bringing it to pass in your life. And I feel like there's a lot of dreams that are within your heart as well that you have been holding really deep down, and some of them you share with people and some you don't. Am I right? And so I want to encourage you in those dreams that God is bringing those dreams to pass. He is bringing those dreams to pass, and he's manifesting to the natural. And so I really see that God is going to be restoring your joy and also your family's joy as well.
yes,
can open
ma'am.
Up a new opportunity to you all. Yeah. So I'm going to pray with you right now, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, I thank you so much for Brother Gary. Thank you for having him call in to the show tonight. We know that it wasn't by coincidence. Thank you that you are speaking to the very cry and desire of his, you know, him and his family's hearts. Thank you so much that you are opening up doors of provision for his family. Thank you that you are providing for them every single thing that they could need financially, for any resources they could need. Thank you that you're providing new jobs and new careers if that's what's needed. Thank you that you help them to even pay off, that any bills that have been overwhelming them, thank you that you are just literally decreasing those bills and you're helping them to be able to breathe. Thank you so much that you are strengthening this family from deep within, and that even though they could be going through a tough time, that instead of it tearing them apart, thank you that you're going to bring them together, and that your love and your grace and joy is going to shine through them even more in their lives. And to know that they're going to continue to shine brighter and brighter and be even more full of your grace and your love and your encouragement, working it out in their favor, and they're going to be able to see that even tonight, that you are strategically setting up things and manifesting their needs and their desires into the natural. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Find out about my show tonight.
Actually, my friend, I was on Facebook, and I seen you posted on Matthew's page, so I just called in.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. See, look how God did that. He set that up literally strategically for you, Brother Gary.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So do you do it every day?
This is a weekly show. It's on Monday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. But if you saw I posted it on Facebook, you ever need any prayer requests or any encouragement, you can always message me anytime. You can add me up on Facebook, and I'll always encourage
yes,
you, and I can remind you of when my show comes on, too.
Thank you. I'm going to add you as a friend now.
Yes, and I just want to—I really want to encourage you in that. If you don't hear anything that I said tonight, Brother Gary, God has not forgotten about you. You are so valuable to him, and so is your family. And he knows what is on your heart. He understands. And I feel like you've been losing sleep because of things that have been bothering you and you've been worried about. And sometimes you keep a lot of things inside. But God's going to help you to be able to open up yourself more and be able to share those things that are on your heart. And you're going to feel free to share it and just feel so comfortable and confident in your identity. And I really see it. God's going to – he's encouraging you from deep within and really renewing your joy and reminding you just how much – cares for you, and he loves you, and that he's working it out for you. You're gonna feel
Amen.
It. You're gonna feel that love in your heart, and feel just so encouraged by Jesus that you are adored and cared for.
Amen. I needed that because I just been struggling with my sleep and just. Depression has come down hard on me. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, God, just keep my mind on you. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times when, depression comes, you know, because I've struggled with that so much in my life, and God has brought tremendous healing to me in that area because I used to live in a lot of depression, anxiety, fear, panic, paranoia. Just it was, you know, a mess. But I was able to wear a mask majority of the time so people didn't know what I was struggling with, you know. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that just because you're feeling that way, it can never define and determine who you are. You know, when we're going through tough times, you know, they always want, those tough times always want to speak to us and say, well, you're separated from God, or God has forgotten about you, or you did this wrong, and that's why you're suffering. But all of those things are lies that just try to distract us and discourage us. The truth is that sometimes life is just hard, and we can't over-spiritualize that. But even in those hardships, God is watching out for us. He's with us. He feels every single thing that we feel. And even greater than that, we can feel everything that he feels. So we can feel his courage. We can feel his joy. We can feel the love that he has for us. And he will strengthen us and sustain us no matter what, you know. And so I believe that. And that's why I was sharing that with you about joy and about you sleeping in rest, because I was seeing that, you know, the Holy Spirit was showing me that that's what you've been struggling with and going through.
Yes, ma'am.
And God wants you, and think about it. God strategically set this up tonight for you to call into the show and you had no idea any of this was happening, and I'm speaking directly to your heart and to your family's heart, because God wants you to know and be reminded that he is on it and that he loves you and that he's for you. And when you're feeling that sadness, he feels that sadness with you, and he's actively every moment of the day at work in your heart, healing you, bringing strength to you, bringing courage to you, so that you're not going to feel bound and overwhelmed by these things anymore.
Amen. I received that. I received that. I received that. I received that. I received that.
Yeah.
That's confirmation, well, because at church yesterday, God told me that I'm going to be healed. He's going to deliver me. And the pastor laid hands on me, and that's just confirmation.
Yeah, yeah, it's the truth, and that's exactly what's happening right now. God is healing you, even as this has taken place, and so I just want to encourage you. Like, I'm going to, when you send me a friend request, I'm going to accept it, and then I'm going to message you after the show's over and just send you some, and if you have an email, too, I want to send you some words of encouragement, you know, and different things from my show that I think will really empower you throughout the day, because as you know, like, what we allow ourselves to listen to, what we're reading, what we're watching, will really bring a great impact to our lives, you know. And so we've been hearing lies for so long, it's like it's the same way with the truth. We need to continue to hear the truth about who Jesus is and who he says we are and the love he has for us, and that strengthens us. So when that negativity comes in, when that discouragement and those lies come in that try to tell us something different, we're able to say, no, I know too much of the truth now. So even if I'm feeling this way, I know it's going to be okay, because God isn't leaving me just like this. He's with
Amen.
Me in this, and he's bringing me out. So.
Amen. I'm going to send you my email now.
Perfect. Well, I'm so glad that you called in tonight, and I'm really thankful to be able to chat with you. And like I said, just send me any prayer requests you have, any encouragement you have. Let me know anytime, because I am fully loaded.
Yes, ma'am. I need it, because I'm at that point where I want God to elevate me. Like, I want to have a car. I want to get my own place this year. You know, I really want to grow as a man. I feel like God just been forgetting about me. Everybody getting married. And I just feel like God forgot about me.
Yeah. And you notice that's what I was praying that for you, and I kept speaking that to you, because he has not forgotten about you. You know, even in my life, I can attest to the fact that there's many things in my life that people would look at me on the outside and they see that I'm living my dreams and it looks like things are going well for me. But I've had many struggles of my own. You know, I've been through a lot in my life. And not only that, many areas of my life have moved very, very slow, like snail slow. So, you know, and it's like at times it would be challenging because I compare myself to others and I would be like, why is this not happening for me? And why does this like this in my life?
Yeah.
But you know what? You realize that everyone's journey is on a different timeline, and God is not holding a pride or support over our heads saying, Sade, you should have been here by now. Why are you still dealing with this? He understands, you know what I mean? He's with us. He doesn't have that pride or support over us. Instead, he is encouraging us and empowering us. And honestly, you know, Brother Gary, as I look back, and even I can think about it right now, I'm actually thankful for the path that my life has taken, and that some things have taken longer than others, because I feel now that I'm ready for it. And I feel so much more confident and secure in who I am. You know what I mean? And so whether good things are happening to me or whether it's not so good things, I'm going to be okay, because I know who my Father is. I know whose I am, and I know who I am. And so I just want to encourage you in that. God has not forgotten about you. It's impossible for him to forget about you. You are his dream come true, and he is always for you. It's impossible. He thinks about you every second. You think about how much you think about God, and he thinks about you 50 million gazillion infinity times more. So thank you so much for calling in tonight, and I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. That was another amazing testimony, everyone, to see once again listening into the show, and you don't expect these types of things to happen, but God knows, and he works all that out, and I'm so thankful to be a part of this and being able to encourage people around the world and pray for them and inspire them and lift them up, because we're in this together, and we all, you know, are here for each other. Okay, I'm also listing up Blaze Byron Jansen, another one of my friends and supporters in South Africa. He says, my request to you is, let us all speak and awake life in my grandmother's arm that broke on Friday. All right. So, Father God, I thank you so much for Byron's grandmother. I thank you that you are healing her arm supernaturally, that you are strengthening her. Thank you so much that she's going to have full mobility of her arm, and she's not going to have to be worried or stressed about that. Thank you that the hospital bill, the doctor's bill won't be expensive, and that you are providing for her everything that she needs. Also, I thank you, as Byron was saying, that we will all speak and awaken to the life that you have given to us as a free gift. Thank you so much. Next, I'm praying for Monica Sanchez Cortez. She says, thank you, Sade Champagne. Please pray that my heart procedure / test goes well tomorrow. I love you guys. Father God, I thank you so much for Monica. I thank you that you are healing her from any fear, any worry and anxiety that she's feeling right now and tonight. I thank you so much that you are strengthening her heart and bringing health and healing to her heart. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that her test is going to go better, even better than she expects. I thank you that you've given the doctors wisdom. I thank you that you are strengthening her. I thank you that you're bringing her family together. And thank you that wholeness and healing are hers in Jesus' name. Anonymous says, this is an anonymous one sent to me, says, recently in a car accident and her car was totaled. I'm praying specifically for favor with CarMax. I put a car I was interested in on hold. As of 2016, I became semi-retired and self-employed. I pray they will accept the paperwork I have to show them and sell me a car. And God knows the amount of car note that I can handle. I know he's already at the solution, but I got to get there. LOL, I was blessed by my insurance agent. I wasn't covered for a rental or money coming to me for a new car, so she paid for my rental car for the weekend so I could go to my pet care jobs. That is so God. Father God, I thank you for this precious woman that you are. First, I thank you that you are blowing up her business and her self-employment, that you are opening up all the right doors for her, that she's going to be able to make as much money that is needed and then some to be able to pay her bills and to be able to give unto others without limitations. Thank you so much that you are blessing her with a brand new car. Thank you that I pray for her, Pops, the same way you gave me two cars in my life, and I've only had two cars. Thank you for giving her a brand new car. Thank you for opening the doors that she won't have to worry about a car note, but you just give her a car somehow supernaturally. Thank you that you provide for her everything that she needs and that you're encouraging her from deep within and just working on everything that happened from the car accident and keeping everyone safe and their vehicle safe and just watching over her in Jesus' name. Another anonymous says, hello, beautiful Sade. I have a few private prayer requests. This past weekend was a big one. I was diagnosed with PCOS, and I want to stand in my healing for balanced hormones and a perfectly functioning adrenals and thyroid. I also applied for a job that I feel unqualified for, so I'm nervous about if I get it. And lastly, I uncovered some limiting beliefs that are holding me back in my personal and business life that I want to see uprooted and burned away. Thank you so much for praying, XOX. Father God, I thank you so much for my beloved friend. I thank you first for her body. I thank you that you are healing her hormones. I thank you that you are healing her thyroid and her adrenals. I thank you every single part of her systems and her organs will run and function as they are supposed to. Thank you that you're bringing healing and life to her in Jesus' name. Thank you that you're bringing healing and life to her. Thank you that you are empowering her, whether she takes medicine or holistic health or whatever it is that she is, how she's moving forward in this with her health. Thank you that you are strengthening her immune system and her body and that you are healing her from all illnesses in Jesus' name and from all ailments. Also, I thank you about this job that she said she's applied for. Thank you that you're getting rid of this unqualified, not good enough perspective that she has. Thank you that instead you are reminding her that she is valuable, that she is worthy, deserving, and loved by you, that she has always been called by you. Thank you that you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are opening up her entire mind, that you're opening up her soul, you're opening up her inner man, her inner woman, and her inner being to be able to receive your love. Thank you that she lives in no limitations. You, dear, live in no limitations. There is no ceiling above you. There is no walls around you. I see you expanding from deep within. I see your heart expanding, your lungs. I see your chest. Your voice is going to expand. I have not yet heard you speak yet, or maybe I have in our messages. I don't remember at this moment, but I hear your voice getting stronger. You are going to walk in so much more boldness and courage in the days to come, in the months, in the years to come. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you so much for just empowering her life and bringing these dreams even greater. Thank you for these dreams that are in her heart. Thank you that you have not only brought them to life, but that you are growing them, that you're stirring them up in her soul and her spirit. And thank you that you're manifesting them into the natural and empowering her in every area, in Jesus' name. And last, for Kaylee's stomach and back. Father God, I thank you so much for Kaylee. I thank you that you are the God who heals. Thank you that whatever it is that's happening with her stomach and her back and her womb, that you are giving wisdom to the doctors, that they will be able to see and know. Thank you that you are removing all fear from her, and thank you that you are healing her inner being. Thank you that you are healing her inner being and just bringing life to her, life and life more abundantly, in Jesus' name. Oh, this has been an amazing night with you guys. I want to go ahead to our celebration break, and, you know, this is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. And so I had a financial miracle recently from one of my events, and I was able to pay a couple bills on time. And so that was a huge blessing because it literally came in right on time. And so I'm praying for everyone who's been having any financial struggles and stress this year. God is not broke, even though they may be trying to make us feel like in the world like there isn't enough. I don't believe that crap. I believe that we live in abundance. And all the goodness of God also does include money. It's not where our first focus is, but it definitely includes money. And so I'm praying for everyone who's been struggling financially this year and everyone who's been worried about their finances. And I just thank God that he's providing for us every single day and that he's providing for us into overflow, that we will not only be able to pay our bills, but we'll be able to give unto others without limitations, in Jesus' name.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 5 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and Caitlin Kwaki for singing background vocals. Thank you, Katamath Yasso from Grindhard Radio, for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to Greg Henry for your clip on the fast God has chosen. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Music Soul Child's Yes. When the doubts and obstacles of life start raging in, God will remind you that, yes, he loves you. Yes, he is for you. Yes, he is with you. Yes, you will overcome and prevail together. Yes, you are beautiful and worthy of loving and fighting for. Yes, your dreams are valuable and valid. Next week's episode is titled Living from Passion Instead of Desperation. We were never created to live in fear, worry, anxiety, panic, and low self-esteem. We were created to live from the overflow, from love, grace, peace, compassion, joy, and rest. From the passions in our hearts. Ty Jordan will be bringing another Grace Fit segment. Veronica Escovel Winters and I are bringing another Woman to Woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to episode 5 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Let me get this out the way, so there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I say I'm here, girl, I mean it. So when the world and the odds are against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When 2 or 3 years from now, you start having some doubt about if this love will last, the answer is yes. I still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess, the answer is yes. 'Cause I love you, all I care about is your happiness. The answer is yes. People just don't stick around. No. Build you up and let you down, but I'm not one of those.
The answer is yes, and I still think you're beautiful.